You're listening to Season 2 of the Lifting Her Voice podcast. This is episode number 190, and today we'll read Psalms 126 through 132 together. Like a biblical novel, these songs of ascents invite us to imagine how life was. Welcome to the Lifting Her Voice podcast, Season 2. I'm your host, Joy Miller, and I invite you to grab your Bible and join me from the beginning, simply reading God's Word together. We built some spiritual muscles in 2020 with just the New Testament, but this year we're going all out, cover to cover, Old Testament and New. So whether with your first cup in the morning, your commute to work, or it's the last thing on your mind before sleep, God's Word will equip you for every good work. I'm really glad you're here. Psalm 126, a song of ascents. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter then, and our tongues with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us. We were joyful." Restore our fortunes, Lord, like watercourses in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with shouts of joy. Though one goes along weeping, carrying the bag of seed, he will surely come back with shouts of joy, carrying his sheaves. Psalm 127, a song of ascents, of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor over it in vain. Unless the Lord watches over a city, the watchman stays alert in vain. In vain you get up early and stay up late, working hard to have enough food. Yes, he gives sleep to the one he loves. Sons are indeed a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the sons born in one's youth. Happy is the man who has filled his quiver with them. They will never be put to shame when they speak with their enemies at the city gate. Psalm 128, a song of ascents. How happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You will surely eat what your hands have worked for. You will be happy, and it will go well for you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, your children like young olive trees around your table. In this very way, the man who fears the Lord will be blessed. May the Lord bless you from Zion, so that you will see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life, and will see your children's children. Peace be with Israel. Psalm 129, a song of ascents. Since my youth, they have often attacked me, let Israel say. Since my youth, they have often attacked me, but they have not prevailed against me. Plowmen plowed over my back. They made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut the ropes of the wicked. Let all who hate Zion be driven back in disgrace. Let them be like grass on the rooftops, which withers before it grows up, and can't even fill the hands of the reaper or the arms of the one who binds sheaves. Then none who pass by will say, "May the Lord's blessing be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." Psalm 130, a song of ascents. Out of the depths I call to you, Lord. Lord, listen to my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for help. Lord, if you kept an account of iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. I wait and put my hope in His word. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for there is faithful love with the Lord, and with Him is redemption in abundance, and He will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Psalm 131, A Song of Ascents, of David. Lord, my heart is not proud, my eyes are not haughty. I do not get involved with things too great or too wondrous for me. Instead, I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. My soul is like a weaned child. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Psalm 132, A Song of Ascents. Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured, and how he swore an oath to the Lord, making a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep or my eyelids to slumber until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. We heard of the ark in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jair. Let's go to his dwelling place. Let's worship at his footstool. Rise up, Lord. Come to your resting place, you and your powerful ark. May your priests be clothed with righteousness, and may your faithful people shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a promise he will not abandon. I will set one of your offspring on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my decrees that I will teach them, their sons will also sit on your throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his home. This is my resting place forever. I will make my home here because I have desired it. I will abundantly bless its food. I will satisfy its needy with bread. I will clothe its priests with salvation, and its faithful people will shout for joy. There I will make a horn grow for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but the crown he wears will be glorious. Today we continued on through most of the rest of the Songs of Ascents. As a reminder, these were written with walking in mind, walking toward Jerusalem for any one or all of the annual festivals that God had established. Let's talk first about Psalm 127. Yes, it is a psalm, a song of ascents like the others. But in addition to that, it is very reminiscent of what we will read two books from now in Ecclesiastes. Vanity, vanity, it's all vanity. And I suppose it's easy to understand why the words are similar, since both Psalm 127 and Ecclesiastes were both written by Solomon. We should remember how he said that all is done in vain if done without the Lord. Perhaps this psalm will help us to understand Ecclesiastes. I love Psalm 130, and I'm not even sure why. It's upbeat and happy while at the same time intense. Tell me if you like this one too. Don't you wish sometimes we knew the melody that went with these lyrics? The cadence? Where the emphasis goes? Likewise, 131, just a little intimate ditty by David. And then 132 reads like a national anthem. This may have been the one they sang most often when the journey back to Jerusalem began, when energy was high and national pride pumped in their veins. Of course, I'm just imagining all of this, and sometimes that's okay. Just to be still, before him and his word. What do you think? Let me know at liftinghervoice.com, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Thank you for joining me here today. I pray that by spending time in His Word every day, you will be changed. Visit me at liftinghervoice.com with your comments and questions. And don't forget to visit the blog page while you're there. If you like the podcast, it would be great if you'd give it a 5-star review and share it with everyone you know. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.